Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hey everyone, welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio. My co-host Lisa Davis is away today, so I will be hosting the show solo. All right, so have you ever tried rubbing some aloe vera on your skin when you accidentally burned yourself? Or do you drink it when you have bouts of indigestion? Well, did you know that aloe vera has so many uses? And to tell us all about them today is Kim McClure, the Director of Marketing of Lily of the Desert. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, Kim.
Hi, Andrea. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I am excited to have you because, you know, it's funny. Aloe vera, when we write about it on NaturallySavvy.com, and we've been working with you guys for a while now, it does so well. People love aloe vera. So I would love you to just give us a little bit of a background on what aloe vera is. We know it's a plant, but kind of where it originated from, but also what are the uses? Like, how could people use it to incorporate this important plant into their daily lifestyle?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. People do love aloe vera, and they've always grown up with maybe an aloe plant on their back porch. Like you said, you know, you got burned when you were cooking, or everybody knows it for sunburns and that sort of thing. You crack open a plant, you use that inner gel, and you instantly know that aloe vera is what you need to use in order to help treat those sorts of burns instantly. There's that instant relief. And so whenever I get to talk to people about it, it's always funny. I'm always expecting them to go, oh, yeah, I love aloe vera. I use it every single day for, you know, when I'm cooking or anything like that. It's like, well, that's great, but did you know about drinking it? And there's always that reaction of, what do you mean? And
exactly.
So it's always fun to get to talk to people and introduce them to the wonders of what aloe vera can do. And, you know, it's been around for thousands of years, you know, even back in the days of Cleopatra, that they loved using it, obviously, for topical purposes, but they also used it as a digestive aid as well. And so it's not a newfound plant. It's not something that's newfangled. People have been using it for thousands of years. And so it's always great to kind of introduce people to how many benefits aloe vera actually has. And it's actually one of the most tested herbs out there. People keep trying to learn more and more about it just because it is amazing. But like you said, you know, one of the many perks of aloe vera is obviously the digestive benefit. People give that occasional heartburn or indigestion, you know, they benefit greatly from drinking it.
I was going to say, how many benefits are there really to aloe vera? Is it like hundreds of different benefits, or is it more, you know, like there's five main benefits? I mean, really, we know there's digestion. We know there's the burn. I also know that if you drink the aloe vera, the lily of the desert aloe vera, it helps to absorb nutrients as well, right? So if you're taking certain supplements, it can actually help to absorb those supplements into your body better.
Exactly. Yes. There's been scientific studies done on aloe vera that show if you're taking aloe vera daily, it actually helps increase your nutrient absorption, whether it's from your foods or your other supplements that you're taking. So aloe vera is really an ideal addition to your smoothies that you're drinking each day, because you're going to add to that nutrient absorption from your veggies, your fruits, your vitamins, whatever it might be. So aloe vera is a really good helping hand for your body to absorb more nutrients.
Is there anybody who cannot take aloe vera? Are there any counterindications for anybody, let's say, taking blood thinner medication or something in particular that they should stay away from it?
Right. You know, whenever you're on some sort of prescribed medication, it is best to check with your pharmacist or your physician just to make sure. And we also recommend that women who are pregnant or nursing also double check with their physician just to make sure. But for the most part, aloe vera is a very easy supplement to enjoy. You know, it's an adaptogen, so it's actually it works well for pretty much anybody out there who wants to use it.
You know, maybe you could explain a little bit. I didn't even realize that aloe vera was an adaptogen. Maybe you could explain what an adaptogen is and what does aloe vera in particular do to help people.
Well, you know, when you're taking something that actually helps implement part of itself into your body, That to me is kind of the way that I explain an adaptogen. It works with your body. It's not doing anything to stop a portion of your body from working. You know, you've got all these things that people take for digestive health, like proton pump inhibitors and that sort of thing. And it really does do a number on some of your body parts from working the way they're supposed to. You know, your stomach needs acid. It needs acid to digest food appropriately. And one of the best benefits of aloe vera is that it actually balances your stomach acid naturally.
That's great.
It doesn't detract from your body actually operating the way it should. And that's a very important part of aloe vera and aloe vera's benefits.
You know, that's great, because that would really be one of the reasons, I'm guessing, why it's so great for digestion. And I know people, like, for example, my business partner, but also my brother-in-law, they take aloe vera daily because they have issues with indigestion. And right. Instead of being on the proton pump inhibitor, they take aloe vera, and that helps to stop the symptoms. So, you know, explain a little bit about, you know, indigestion and how aloe vera can help them by taking it on a daily basis and drinking. We're talking about drinking the liquid right. aloe vera.
Right, yeah. And, you know, really the best advice that I can give people who are interested in trying to take it on a daily basis to kind of help balance out that digestive system, because digestion is the key to health, the key to good health.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is important that what we recommend is that you try to drink the aloe vera juice. We do make juice gels. We have preservative-free juices as well. But the best way to do it is to drink it about 15 to 30 minutes before your meals. That way the aloe vera is already actually in your digestive system, and you also, again, get that added benefit of more nutrient absorption when your food is actually being digested. But because the aloe vera is already working in your system, it actually helps neutralize and balance that stomach acid, so the acid isn't erupting into the esophagus, or it isn't causing that stomach upset that people occasionally have. There's just a whole slew of different issues that come from unhealthy digestion. But aloe vera is really great about balancing that pH that is in your stomach acid, so that you're able to digest food more naturally.
And is it safe for kids and adults as well?
Well, our products are actually recommended for adults 13 and over. We are not aware of any issues for kids taking it, and it's actually a pretty common question. We get that for kids, pets. Everybody wants aloe, and that's great. But we recommend adults 13 and over.
13 over. And I know that you just launched a new line of aloe waters. You know, it's funny. My son, before you launched the product, my son came. He's an avid soccer player, and he came home. It was like several months ago, and he had said, "Mom, you know, my friend, they just introduced me this amazing aloe water, and I want to take it to soccer with me." And I was like, oh, interesting, aloe water. So I guess, you know, kids now are drinking it instead of, let's say, Gatorade, or instead of, you know, some type of sports nutrition drink. So I thought it was interesting that, and I didn't know about your water at the time, but I know now that you have the water. Why would it be good for, let's say, athletes to drink aloe water?
Well, you know, it is one of those where we keep finding that people want to try aloe, but there is a little bit of that sensitivity to maybe the taste of aloe, or how much to take, or how much to enjoy. So the aloe water allows people to get some of those benefits, like the nutrient absorption, the digestive health, the antioxidant support, immune health, all those different reasons people can enjoy by drinking the aloe waters. And they taste amazing. So that's always good.
They do taste amazing. And I know that that we had some dropped off here to try it, and my son went crazy over the mango. Oh my God, he loved the mango, and he thought it was great. So, and you know, it's good because it's something that I want my kids to drink. I think it's great for my son. I don't want him drinking Gatorade. So I thought, you know, it's definitely something that he enjoys drinking. He loved the taste.
Much less sugar.
Amazing.
Much less sugar.
And less which is a very good point. Well, Kim, thank you so much for being on our show. It was very informative. You can learn more about Lily of the Desert at their website, and you can also visit them on Twitter at Lily of the Desert. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa, who's not here today. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Drink your aloe and stay well.